After 2 years of vacancy, the Sitka Hotel needs a lot of work. Just ask James Dunavant.
I walked into the old part. You can just smell it and everything, like carpet's gotta come out. It's just really old and nasty. Everybody's smoking in their rooms for so many years.
Dunavant is the foreman for Schaefer Construction. His company is working for new owner Robert Petrie, a Texas-based businessman who sees a lot of potential in the building. Petrie bought the historic hotel about a month ago and started renovations the same day.
It just has a lot of history to it, and I hated to see it just become dilapidated and unused.
The Sitka Hotel is best known for its saloon-style eatery, Victoria's Restaurant, and its bar, the Poorhouse. The Lincoln Street Hotel was built in 1939. Petrie says he's going to maintain the historic feel of the structure during the remodel. He's updating the restaurant and bar to have what he calls a rustic but elegant feel. Plans also call for some of the 43 hotel rooms to turn into 1- and 2-bedroom apartments.
Housing's at a premium, apartments, everything. It's hard to find anything in Sitka right now.
Construction workers have already gutted the restaurant, bar, and kitchen. Again, foreman Dunavant.
The tentative plan is to remove some of these walls to give it more of an open floor space. I don't know if you remember how this bar was real narrow and everyone kind of funneled in. We want to open it up a little bit more, make it feel a little bit more comfortable.
The back addition of the building used to be apartments. That part was destroyed by a fire in 2006 and more recently rebuilt. The new area is staying the same. But the upstairs of the main hotel is getting a complete makeover.
Going to be a totally different facility than it was, much more upscale.
Petrie says the new restaurant will seat some 100 patrons and serve upscale Alaskan fare, such as king crab and caribou. He's hoping to have the restaurant and bar open early next year, in time for the Super Bowl. But the hotel needs more work than he originally thought.
We're running into a lot of issues with this building. We're putting a new roof on it. We're redoing the electric. We're redoing the plumbing. We're redoing the sprinkler system for the fire safety system. And we're just, you know, there's a lot of old things in here that we're having to make new again.
In the meantime, workers are focused on adding cedar siding and a copper awning to the front of the building. Petrie wouldn't reveal how much he paid for the hotel, but he says he's investing more than $1 million in its remodel. Petrie owns an auto dealership and other businesses in Texas. He says he's committed to the community, having bought a house here about a year ago. Former owners of the hotel owed the city more than $100,000 in unpaid sales and bed taxes. Sitka Municipal Administrator Mark Gorman says the city recouped all monies due when the sale went through. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.